But no, I'll tell you what. I love Somerville Baptist Church. Like my mom said, I started coming to Somerville Baptist Church 9 months before I was born. And you say, well, you weren't alive 9 months before you were born. Yes, I was. Because God put me in my mama. And I praise the Lord. I have grown up in this church. For 9 months, I was a member of another church. And the only reason I was a member of that church is I was going to Bible school. And I thought while I was there for that 9 months, I needed to be able to serve in that church. So I had my membership transferred. But just as soon as I got back home, I got it transferred back to my home church. And God called me to stay here. And I finished 4 years of Bible Institute here at Somerville Baptist Church. And I've never regretted that. I haven't. There's times that I wish that I had a little bit more education. But then there's other times, for your sake, I'm glad I don't. Because, and the reason I say for your sake is it probably made me just a little bit more ornery. Because I was pretty ornery down at college. I know some of you'd never believe that. But I was a little bit older than most of the guys in the dormitory. And so I was able to do stuff, and they always thought it was the younger guys, and so I didn't have to worry too much about it. But let's go to Lord in prayer. Lord, we thank you for allowing us to be in this place today. Lord, we love you. And Lord, I ask that you'd use this time tonight to bring yourself honor and glory. Lord, I thank you for what you're doing here and what you've done. And Lord, even what you're going to do. Lord, we ask tonight that you'd meet here with us. Lord, that you'd prick our hearts with your word. And Lord, that you'd use it in a great way. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to start out, like I said, in 1 Peter chapter number 3. I want to read this passage. I'm going to share some other thoughts with you. 1 Peter chapter 3, beginning in verse number 8, it says, "Finally, be of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful, full of pity, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise, blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they may speak, that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil." I love this passage of Scripture. Here, just real briefly, God really lays out for us how we ought to behave. And it's pretty clear. Now, I don't want you to just take this passage that we've read and think that that's all there is here. The first chapter, second chapter to this point, that's the reason it says, "finally." Because it gives a whole bunch of instruction on how we ought to live before this point. But then this is the final one here. He says, be all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren. Be pitiful. And of course, I explain that because I used to look at my siblings and other people and I say, "You're just pitiful." Well, a little different meaning there. This is meaning full of pity, having compassion on people. And that's a wonderful thing. And it says, be courteous. Now, that is not always easy. I don't always make it easy for people to be courteous. I'm not going to pretend I do. I think God calls special people to youth ministry. I really believe that. I used to think that anybody could be a youth pastor. I really did. But those times when I went home and I sat on the edge of my bed and I'd look at my wife and say, "We're done. I've had enough. I can't do this." And she'd always look at me with a smile on her face and say, "Let's just pray about it. Let's get some sleep. We'll discuss it in the morning." And I'll tell you what, those rough days, I wouldn't trade them for anything. I wouldn't, because I learned so much through it. You know, I told you, I said, my wife has been such a blessing. For those of you that were here before I got married, you really understand what kind of a blessing my wife really is. Amen. I mean, when it comes to organization, organization is here. I fall right about here. Oh, a little lower, Brother John? Okay. In other words, I'm terrible at it, and I know it. And you know what? The Bible says that God gives us a helpmeet to complete us. I praise the Lord for that. My wife has helped in this ministry more than you could ever understand. I once heard behind every good preacher is a great preacher's wife. That is an understatement. And I'm not here to just puff up my wife and make her sound like somebody beyond human. But I'll tell you what, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for my wife. She was a great encourager. She helped me. She helped me to realize that God was not done with me yet. And I'll tell you what, the big thing that has done more for me than anything is God's Word. I really need to get back to doing more of this, and I've realized this over this last week more than anything. One of the things that I have always done in youth ministry, and I kind of got away from it, and I see now that I shouldn't have. One of the biggest things that I always pushed in our teenagers was being your Bible. Being your Bible. Being your Bible. Being your Bible. Mallory, I don't know if you remember that or not, but I was on that all the time. But can I tell you why? This is the key to having a great life with God. Yes. A great relationship with God. I had another message that I wanted to give to you today, but God just wouldn't let me do it. But one of these days I'm going to. Pastor and I have talked about it a little bit. I have a message, and I actually took the majority of it from an outline that Brother Bickle preached. And the only reason I'm bringing it up right now is it's important. Just about every reference in that message are verses that are left out of other translations of the Bible, other than the King James Bible. There's a reason why Somerville Baptist Church stands on the King James Bible. And it would do us good to understand that. You know, the Bible tells us to be ready to give an answer all the time. We need to be ready to any man. We need to know what we believe and why we believe it. Now, verse number 9 here says, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrarywise, blessing. Do you realize how much God has blessed you? I'll tell you what, I feel overwhelmed with blessing. I really do. Every time my family has had a need, God has used this church to fill it. Or the people of this church to fill it. There's a reason why God tells us to assemble ourselves together. And that's part of it. Is to meet each other's needs. One of my favorite verses says, with my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. And where do we get his commandments? From the Word of God.
That's right.
From the Word of God. Verse number 11 says, let him eschew evil. You know, in the book of Job, the Bible says that Job eschewed evil. He pushed it away. He got away from it. And what did God say about Job? He was a perfect and upright man. I'll tell you what, I am far, far from it. And Brother Chris, I thank you for continuing to work on me. I know I need it. And I always will. Yeah. I wasn't going to turn the table. I'm trying to keep it all. I'll take the responsibility here. I know I need it. You know what? And what helps every one of us is what verse number 11 is saying. We need to eschew evil. We need to push it away. We need to get away from it and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. I would encourage you this afternoon, go home and look that word up. That is a powerful word. You know, it ought to absorb you. You ought to be so wrapped up in doing good for the cause of Christ that you don't have time to think bad. You know how our thought life remains the way it's supposed to be? The Word of God. The Word of God. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do it. You know what? God sees our hearts. And he loves us so much that even though he knew what he was going to see, he sent his son Jesus Christ to die for us anyway. And because of that, it ought to drive us to get out and tell other people about Jesus Christ. It ought to drive us to get into his word and gain a personal relationship with Jesus Christ so that we could please him more. My wife and I were having a discussion over the last couple of weeks that's been a really powerful discussion. Do you realize that just the fact that you have Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you're saved, you can never not please God? I'm being very careful how I choose my wording. Because when you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're covered by the blood of Jesus. And God sees you through the blood of Jesus. But you know what? Because we love him, we ought to want to do what he wants us to do. There's a lot of times that I didn't please my mom and dad. And I'll tell you what, I love my mom and dad. I love my mom. My dad's been in heaven now for over 21 years. But I love them. And I never wanted to hurt them. But does that mean I never did? No. But you know what? Even when I hurt them, I was still their son. And even when I don't do things that are pleasing to God, he still loves me. But we can't just take that and stop there. The Word of God says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. And then he says that if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I praise the Lord for the ministry of Somerville Baptist Church. I praise the Lord for men like Rick Peacock that taught me in a teen Sunday school class. I praise the Lord for men like Chuck Bickle that had a burden for the church that he pretty much grew up in. Went off to Bible school and came back to and took the pastorate of. I praise the Lord for that. And I praise the Lord for a pastor that was willing to submit to God's leading and to come here and is still pastoring here at Somerville Baptist Church. I know if you're like me, there's times that pastor's probably not real happy that I'm part of his congregation. because I don't always please him. But you know what? You know what? God has a plan for every one of us. And we need to seek that plan. And we need to fulfill that plan. I had one of the girls in junior church ask me today. She said, "So you still going to be a youth pastor when you're an old man?" And I answered it this way. If God allows me to, yes, I will be. You know what? I'm not going to change what I'm doing until God asks me to change it. I love what I'm doing. And the reason I can love what I'm doing is God loved me so much to give it to me. And he expects a lot out of me. And that's a challenge. And you know what? I love a good challenge. I do. You know, I remember sitting down with Mrs. McLaughlin one day. And I had been the youth pastor here for a little over a year. I wasn't married yet. And I was sitting down with Mrs. McLaughlin, and I was talking to her about the ministry, the youth ministry. And she just looked at me and she shook her head. Such a sweet lady. She goes, "Steve Flippo." And I said, "Yes, ma'am." "I never thought that you'd ever turn out for anything for God." And I thought, well, thank you. But you know what? God can take something that's really nothing and do something with it if we allow him. And I'm still working on that. I'm still trying to surrender daily to God. And I appreciate the ministry of Somerville Baptist Church that helps me with that. It's an encouragement for me to be able to stand here on a Sunday and look across the auditorium and see young people that were in my youth ministry that are still serving God. That's a blessing. That is a huge blessing. I'll tell you what, it thrilled my heart when Mallory moved back. You know, I can't take the credit for how Mallory turned out. I mean, I can't. Her parents did a marvelous job, and God did a great job of helping them do it. But I praise the Lord that I had a little part of that. I do. I praise the Lord for Jeff Smith. I got to lead that young man to the Lord. And then he started growing in the Lord through our youth ministry. I praise the Lord for that. Thrilled my heart watching that slideshow to see Leon Fuller sitting up here on the stage teaching those children. That just thrills my heart. It thrills my heart that Lisa's turned out as good as she has. No, I'm just kidding, Lisa. She puts up with a lot of garbage from me. She really does. I remember when they got here, Lisa was taller than all the boys, and boy, she let them know. And it wasn't too long. They were all bigger than she was. Hey, you know what? We need to grow in the Lord. Because God's not done with Somerville Baptist Church. And God will never be done with Somerville Baptist Church as long as you and I are still doing what God tells us to do. I hope that God lets me continue to minister in Somerville Baptist Church until he takes me home. I really do. If he chooses to move me, I'll be happy where he moves me. I remember one time, I actually said this out loud. I said, "God, if you want to move me out of this valley, you're going to have to speak in a lot more than a still small voice." And then all of a sudden I realized what I had just said. And I said, "God, please forgive me." Because you know what? I love this valley. And one of the reasons I love this valley is I love what God's doing in this church. Verse number 10 says, "For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips, that they speak no guile. You know what? If you love what God's doing, why don't you continue what he's doing? And God will bless you. God will bless you. You know what? We can love life because God's given us a great life in him. And he wants us to refrain from the evil things and to just love and serve him. Pastor had asked me to share about what this church has done in my life. And that's what this church has done in my life. And I praise the Lord for it. Let's pray.